Wilfrid Laurier University Press presents Human Rights in Canada, A History, written by Dominique Clément, read for you by Ian Sherwood. Dedicated to Jill. Additional resources. Canada's Human Rights History, www.historyofrights.ca. Canada's Human Rights History is a site dedicated to exploring every aspect of Canada's rights revolution. It is a research and teaching portal for the study of social movements, state policy, and law. In addition to providing information on critical human rights movements and controversies throughout Canadian history, the site provides access to an extensive collection of archival materials. It also contains detailed reading lists, links to other resources, and information on conferences, publications, research funding, and recent events. Unlike most historical websites, this site is not static, but rather, new content is added as the author's scholarship evolves. Acknowledgements. This book is the product of almost 20 years of study. It began with an honors thesis in 1997 on the Guzenko affair. Since then, my passion has been the study of human rights history in Canada. The writing of this book was ultimately precipitated by two fortuitous opportunities in 2012. In that year, I was hired to consult for the Canadian Human Rights Commission. The commission wanted a brief history of the, to use their word, evolution of human rights in Canada. For many years now, human rights commissions have been struggling to fulfill their mandate. Not only are they facing extensive cuts to their budgets while the number of complaints is growing, but they are facing a much more diverse array of complaints than was originally envisioned when the legislation was written. I was asked to facilitate a discussion around the origins and evolution of human rights law to help plan a more viable future. It was a welcome opportunity to engage professionals outside academe. That experience inspired me to write this book. I want to thank the Commission and its staff for their comments and ideas, some of which have become an important part of this book. In that same year, I was invited to be a member of the Canadian Museum of Human Rights National Advisory Council. It is telling that the first national museum built in over a generation, and the first one outside Ottawa, is committed to human rights. In the 2 years preceding the inaugural opening in 2014, I was privileged to participate in regular meetings where we discussed and debated content for the museum. These encounters were some of the most exciting of my career. They were an opportunity to engage with many of the leading human rights practitioners in Canada. It was a wonderful opportunity to contribute to the creation of a national institution. It was only during these meetings that I developed the central arguments in this book. This book is based on a wide array of secondary and primary sources. I would, however, like to highlight three texts in particular. Michel Ducharme's Le Concept de Liberté au Canada à l'époque de Révolution Atlantique, Ross Lambertson's Repression and Resistance, and the Osgood Society of Canadian Legal History's series on state trials. Historians are still new to the study of human rights, and these studies have helped shape some of my ideas. I also wish to thank the peer reviewers for their comments. I am especially grateful to Michael Carroll, McEwen University, and Lucy Monarch, Université du Québec à Montréal, who took the time to review drafts of this manuscript. Their feedback has improved this book immeasurably. Preface. Is there such a thing as a Canadian rights culture? Rights talk in Canada has evolved dramatically in recent history. In the past, Canadians largely defined rights as civil liberties, which meant the rights to free speech, association, assembly, religion, press, due process, and voting. Rhetoric surrounding discrimination as late as the 1950s was largely confined to race, religion, and ethnicity. Today, the language of rights has been appropriated to apply to a remarkable range of issues. Discrimination is banned in human rights law on the basis of race or color, religion, ethnicity, or national origin, place of origin, sex, including pregnancy, sexual harassment, age, physical and mental disability, marital status, pardoned conviction, sexual orientation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?